This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 20th June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel today is quite warm, with sunny skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, promising a pleasant day ahead. Haifa enjoys a mild breeze, perfect for outdoor activities. As evening approaches, temperatures will cool slightly, providing a comfortable night. Here are today's headlines. First, between Washington, Lebanon, and Tehran, a ceasefire was achieved between Israel and Hezbollah after intense exchanges, resulting in the loss of four IDF soldiers. That's from Walla in earlier reporting. Also, Trump calls Netanyahu a warrior PM, touting great ties with Israel amid Iran tensions. U.S. intel suggests Netanyahu's actions in Lebanon could impact deals. Times of Israel reported this earlier this hour. Also this hour, Lebanon-Israel talks to resume in Washington next week, as announced by U.S. Senator Marco Rubio after discussions with Lebanese officials. JNS has the story from earlier today. Separately, Jewish groups express concerns over Trump's Iran deal, though less vocally than they did in 2015. The Forward reported this from earlier today. And finally, the U.S. Air Force unveils a Qatar-gifted Boeing 747 as the new interim Air Force One. Thanks to I-24 News for that report from earlier today. From X, the latest. Mark Dubowich, CEO of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, posting just minutes ago, emphasizes the significance of current geopolitical dynamics. Dan Bermawi, a commentator on Middle Eastern affairs, wrote just over 20 minutes ago, questioning Iranian interests in Lebanon. Ynet News commented a short time ago on the groundbreaking achievement of women taking the rabbinate's official ordination exams in Israel, challenging traditional gender roles in religious leadership. Now for more on those stories, starting with the ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah. The truce comes after a period of severe conflict in southern Lebanon. Four IDF soldiers tragically fell during the clashes. Walla reported on the delicate balance achieved. This truce is crucial to preventing further escalation and promoting stability in the region. Turning to U.S.-Israel relations, former President Trump spoke highly of Netanyahu, despite some tensions over Lebanon's situation. The Times of Israel noted that Israeli TV reports suggest U.S. officials are trying to establish an informal communication channel. This could be a pivotal moment in maintaining strong bilateral ties. Meanwhile, peace talks between Lebanon and Israel are set to resume in Washington next week. JNS highlighted that Senator Rubio's announcement followed a call with Lebanese President Aoun. These discussions are expected to address ongoing disputes and aim for a long-term resolution. On the diplomatic front, Jewish groups voiced their concerns over a new U.S.-Iran agreement. The Forward details the quieter reaction compared to 2015. This reflects a cautious approach in navigating the evolving geopolitical landscape. And finally, the U.S. Air Force's new interim Air Force One, a Boeing 747, was a gift from Qatar, unveiled today. I-24 News reports. This marks a significant update in presidential transport, underscoring Qatar's strategic role. Turning to business and markets. First, Western Union has acquired Israeli fintech company GMT in a $70 million deal. CTech reports this move expands Western Union's presence in Israel's payment sector. Separately, TASE indices fell sharply following the U.S.-Iran agreement. Globe spoke to analysts who view the deal as potentially disadvantageous for Israeli interests. And finally, the dollar is plummeting while oil prices fall, raising questions about the potential for a rate cut. Walla Business suggests today's consumer price index may influence economic policy. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 7 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.